Is there a desire in you to not just attend revival, but live in revival? Welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Isaiah Saldivar. I've been in revival for the last 10 years, as well as traveling and being a part of many revivals throughout the United States. I'm going to be sharing with you how to live a radical lifestyle of revival on a daily basis. Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. I have to check my notes because I don't know what episode it is, but I have it written down here. Episode 214 of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast, the first podcast of the year. I'm so excited to have Rion on the show. Thank you so much, Rion, for being on. How are you feeling today? In the middle of the night, it's 3 a.m. for him, guys. So how are you feeling at 3 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. here. I'm having my second coffee. But honestly, this is actually usually the time I do get up where I have my time with God every morning. So I've actually been doing that for the last almost 4 years, with the exception of 12 days, where I spend at least 2 to 3 hours a day with God in conversation, and I read the word and I write down the parts I don't get immediately, and then I pray about that and I get more insight. And so, yeah, this is usually the time I'm up anyway. But yeah, thank you for having me.
That's amazing, man. So guys, we're on his time where he spends with God. And like I said, it's 3 a.m. for him. I'm so grateful that you took the show. I know these shows are live, so it's hard for some people in different countries for the time zone. I've had people in South Africa tell me, hey, I can't do it. It's the middle of the night. And bro, I appreciate your soldier, your warrior. I was thinking today, because I felt bad for you. I was like, man, I have him on at 3 in the morning. And then I thought about when we were in darkness, when you were in darkness, when we were in the world. I mean, we were partying all night long. You're doing rituals in the middle of the night. We're giving everything for the devil. We're dedicating our bodies to him. And here we are now saved. I don't want to be soft now that I'm saved. I don't want to be weak now that I'm saved. If anything, I'm like, man, I want to go harder for the Lord now that I'm a Christian than I did for darkness. And you're living that, man. I so appreciate that. I just want to give a background, guys, for those of you that don't know how I found out about him. It was a couple years ago. His story, I want to say, was in mid-2022, went viral. It was all over the internet. It was all over Christian news. It was even on secular channels. People were talking about how the satanic church leader, I don't think pastor is the right word, but a satanic church leader, turn to the Lord, turn to God. And I obviously cover a lot of people coming out of the occult. I talk a lot about deliverance, and I immediately covered the story. I was cheering you on, rooting for you. And secretly, I was praying, Lord, let him get involved in deliverance. Let him get connected to deliverance. And I've watched you the last few years, seeing the way the Lord's matured you, the way the Lord's using you, seeing how now you're getting involved in deliverance, which we'll talk about later. And I knew this was going to happen someday. I'm excited. The first episode of 2026 is me and you. I'm so grateful to have you on. I honor you. I value you. I've been praying for you. I know a lot of people have. There's already 500 people in the chat. I know they've been praying for you. I've reacted to 2 or 3 of your videos on YouTube, and this was just a long time coming. But I want to open up by saying, man, I honor you. I'm grateful for you. I love what the Lord is doing in your life. And I know there's negative Christians and people in the beginning that are, you know, he's a double agent, all that trash people were saying. You got a lot of people that have your back, that love you, that care about you, that are praying for you. So I just want to say that before we start, how much I appreciate you and excited for what the Lord's doing in your life.
Yes. Thank you so much. And like I always say, it's really all God. It's God's work. I'm just the one talking about it. I am by no means worthy. It is really all about Jesus. And I am, the least deserving person of God's grace. I've got so many flaws. I always tell people, so I don't want people to think it's really about me. Jesus is the star of the show, honestly.
I love that. That's amazing, man. I want to jump in a little bit. We're going to talk about how you were a leader in the Satanic Church. We're going to talk a little bit about deliverance, the New Age. But before that, I want to go in, before all the dark stuff that you got involved in, I want to talk about your childhood. What was your childhood like? Were you raised in church? Because I know there's a point where you're about 18 where you're going, there's got to be more to life. There's a spiritual hunger in you. But before all that, just maybe talk to us a little bit about your upbringing so we kind of know how you got to where you were before you were saved.
Sure. So I grew up in a very average sort of African middle class household. Both my parents were dedicated Christians. My father, until he passed away almost 2 years ago, very much. My mother is very on fire for Jesus.
Come on.
And yes. And so very, if I can use the word normal, very normal upbringing. Both parents, like I said, we went to Sunday school, but I think because it was very much about religion, at the time, I didn't really find, like a deep connection with God in the church where I was raised. So it was a very reformed environment. And we also, because my parents were both in the banking world, we kind of moved, around about every 2 to 3 years until I was about, I would say 13. That's when we kind of, settled in one place. So, in those days, you were kind of, as the bank industry decided they need you to be at another town, we used to kind of move. So I went to at least two or three different schools. Something I haven't really talked about much is also surrounding my birth. So in 1981, early 1981, when my mother was about 8 months pregnant with me, we used to, or they used to stay in Lanesburg. And about mid, like it was towards the end of January, so this was like a month before I was actually born. My mother had this sense that she's actually going into labor. So they drove over in the middle of the night on a Friday evening, to Oudtshoorn. So when they got there, the doctor very much told her, "Well, no, you're not going into labor, but stay close by the hospital." So they ended up staying at my grandparents' farm. And that weekend, their house flooded in Lanesburg. It's a very well known, in South Africa, most people know about the Lanesburg flood. So God already had a plan then. And I mean, it was my parents only found out the Monday, as my father wanted to go back to work, that the whole town has actually flooded. So I was only born about a month later. In February, as people who know me know when my birthday is. But it's amazing if you look back at those things, and if I look back at a lot of things in my childhood, you see God's plan. And if you would have asked me these type of things or spoke about these type of things 4 or 5 years ago, I would have said, that's coincidence, or people want to read into it. And that's exactly, if you don't know God, if you haven't actually experienced how powerful and the absolute, how God works in the details and behind the scenes, that is just insane. And I see that every day as well in our ministry, is how God actually works in the details and behind the scenes.
That's so good. And you talk about how you knew the Bible, you knew about Jesus, but you didn't have that connection. And I feel like, especially where we're at right now, is there's so many people that have been raised in church, like yourself, like I was. I decided I'm going to be an atheist because I didn't see the power of God. I didn't experience the supernatural. And there was something in me craving the supernatural. There was something in me craving something more. And I didn't see it in the church. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of people are raised in these churches and they're well-meaning, but they lack the power, they lack miracles, they lack deliverance, they lack the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they lack the reality of God. And it really is fueling the New Age movement because these young
Of
people
course.
are going straight to New Age. They're like, I want to get a psychic reading. I want to get in crystals. I want to open my third eye. I want something supernatural. And that void that some of you in the chat feel, God put that void in you. God made you hungry for the supernatural. And when you don't get it where it's supposed to be, what does the devil do? He creates the counterfeit. He draws people in. Do you feel like that was a story of your life where you didn't experience that supernatural? And then when did you start getting hungry for that and start looking to ultimately would be the Satanic Church? But I'm sure you started probably dabbling in New Age before you went straight to the Satanic Church. But talk about that hunger and how you started getting into the New Age movement, which led you eventually, we'll go to later, the Satanic Church.
Sure. So I think, and I love what you just said, because I think a lot of people forget that God really created everything, including the unseen world, the supernatural. God created everything. But a lot of religious people, and a lot of what religion is, and whether it is Christianity or whatever, focuses on the physical, and they forget that God created us in His image. So we are actually body, we are soul, and we are spirit. And there is such a bigger part of us than our physical body, which is majority spirit, which is supposed to be plugged into God. And as you said, so about when I was 18, 19, I first went over to a more apostolic church for about 2, 3 years, wanting to have that deeper connection. And I thought I'm going to find it there. And still not realizing that it is actually supposed to be finding it from God directly.
Come on.
But and because of certain things that transpired in the church, at the age of 21 is when I kind of turned my back onto Christianity. So, you know, I thought at the time, I'm going to find God then in other ways. So that's when I started delving into New Age things. So this was in 2002. And my after also going to you know Buddhist retreats and meditation circles and Hare Krishna temples etc. I eventually found my way to a holistic center, which is where I had my first psychic reading done. So that really opened
Wow.
the door. That really opened the door for a lot of things. And I think people don't realize how dangerous that is, and when we start dabbling in those things, what it actually does, and that we give the enemy grounds
Come
to
on.
affect us in certain ways when we do those things. And
So good.
subsequently, from there, it was almost 2 years when I started doing these readings myself. So because I already had the sensitivity to the spirit world and to the supernatural, and rightfully, as you said, the devil then corrupts that. And the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that many people in the holistic industry, whether they're healers or psychics, they have really good hearts, but they are deceived. They are deceived. I mean, I actually worked for the devil for 20 years of my life without realizing, for the most part, that's what I'm doing. And it was only eventually when I got involved deeply in the occult and then Satanism that I knew, okay, I'm now doing the devil's work. But where, in fact, I was actually working for the devil 15 years prior to getting involved in Satanism. And
Wow.
it's not a path where you know you wake up one morning and you decide I'm going to become a Satanist. It really doesn't work that way. There is such a road of deception, and one thing leads to the next thing. And so, as I said, so about 2004, 2003 to be exact, is when I started doing readings myself.
So
And
you got a
with
psychic reading. Can you talk a little bit about that first psychic reading? Because that first reading, you ended up going from getting these readings to you became a psychic. You started doing psychic readings. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure, absolutely. The first reading that I got, I remember this lady said to me that you come from a very conservative background, but you are supposed to help people, and it's not in the way that you thought. And remember, I also started studying at seminary school 2 years prior to that. So I had the heart to go into ministry then already, but because I saw certain things in the church and certain hypocrisies, I left that. So what we have to understand about psychic readings, and I'm going to talk a minute about that because I also have that experience. So for a 10, 12-year period, I did readings for people where I was so convinced that I'm seeing their deceased loved ones. I was so convinced that I'm seeing angels. I was so convinced that I'm seeing spirit guides. God only revealed to me about 3 years ago, after I came out of, you know, everything, that those were familiar spirits all along, that those are the demons that study us. Since we are born. And I think people have to understand that everything is observed from the spirit
That's
world
heavy.
24/7. So it's nothing to be afraid of if we are in Christ. But the reality is that we are being observed, the physical world is being observed by the spirit world all the
That's
time.
heavy.
So, say for instance, when a client used to come to me, And I would start that session by saying, when you were 5 years old, you had a walk on the beach with your grandmother and she bought you an ice cream. That information is accurate, but that
Wow.
because it was observed by the spirit world, and they can then come and give that information. The dangerous part then is when I started speaking about a person's future and you speak things into their life, which is fed by these demons, right? So
Wow,
that's what
wow.
happens at readings. And I think a lot of people don't understand, because I still have people that come to us in our ministry and say, but the information from the psychic or the healer or the shaman is so accurate. And it's like, of course, because they've studied you. The spirits, the demonic has studied you, and that's how that information is relayed. But when God revealed to me, after I had to go through 9 months of deliverance myself, and God finally revealed to me certain truths about my life and things that I also didn't comprehend, but why was this information so accurate? Why was it so wrong to do crystal healing on people? Why? And when God
Wow.
finally revealed things to me through His Word, through the Holy Spirit, through showing me glimpses of what is really going on around us, I finally got it. And I think it's so important that we educate the body of Christ on what these things are, because people are not educated. People are so
True.
misinformed about the supernatural, about what's happening, about what God's will actually is for His children, and why He does not want us to delve into these things. Why
So
does these
good.
things compromise our covenant with God? Because it does. And what I've learned about God is God loves us so much, right? So much. And He loves His children so much. And God knows us better than any person, than yourself, actually.
Good.
But God also wants us to know Him. God wants us to turn our hearts to Him, and He wants a close relationship, a covenant with His children. And that's why He does not want us, and why He tells us in His Word, there's certain things that I do not want you to do. It's to protect that covenant, it's not to control us.
Come on.
And I have so many atheist friends, and some of them are actually not atheist anymore, praise Jesus.
Come on.
But I still have atheist friends that ask me, but Rian, the Bible has so many rules and laws in it. Isn't it very controlled? I'm like, it's not. It's about keeping us safe. God wants, first and foremost, to keep us safe because He loves us. For God so loved the world.
Come on.
I mean, alone.
That's so good. That's so heavy. I had people saying, hey, well, when he first got saved, he was still doing New Age crystals, all this. And I'm hearing you talk right now, and you're like, I am not for crystals. I am not for New Age. Is this a process the Lord has taken you on where now I know you're teaching deliverance, you're doing deliverance now. Was this something the Lord started showing you, like, hey, these things are deceptions, these things are wrong. The New Age, the tarot cards, the crystals, all this energy healing, the Reiki, that's not me, that's not God. Was that a process that you had to go on? Because somebody in the comments a couple of days ago said, can you just please ask him about this? Which I don't even need to ask you now because I just heard you say, crystals are wrong, the New Age is wrong.
No,
Was
but
this something
I
that
mean,
you were on a journey for realizing?
I'm very transparent, and I don't mind. But so after I met Jesus, on the 22nd of May, sorry, the 24th of May, 2022. That
Okay.
was when my encounter was. Now, so when I actually started testifying about that, the first thing that a lot of Christians did is they literally found everything that was wrong in it. So they didn't, which is fine,
100%.
but what a lot of people don't understand is, and I see this with a lot of people coming out of the occult and out of Satanism, and I'm seeing a lot of that, praise God. So many people are being set free at the
Amazing.
moment. But now people expect that person to be sanctified like
Come
that.
on, talk about it.
And it doesn't work that way. So salvation is instant. Salvation is the moment we give our
Yes.
hearts to Jesus, to God, we have salvation. Sanctification is a process. So we have to allow God, we have to allow
Come
the Holy
on.
Spirit to convict people. Now, after I actually met Christ, there was about a 6 month period where I was still doing crystal healing because I thought, well, crystals are in the Bible, right? Crystals is in the Bible, so what is wrong with that? And I remember I was still going through a 9 month period of deliverance. So during that time, and this was about after the 5th month mark, and I kept diaries of all of that. I was actually on my way to do a crystal session for a client, and the Holy Spirit convicted me right there in that
Come
moment.
on.
And I still remember I had this, my mind coming into it and said, but God, why? Why is this wrong? I've been doing this now for 5 months after I've been saved, and I'm helping people. And again, the Holy Spirit said to me, no, stop, like loudly. So the beautiful thing that happened that day, I phoned this client and I said to him, look, I'm not going to do this session. And he still asked me, but why? And I said to him, because something is telling me that I shouldn't, and God
Come
spoke to me.
on. I love
And you
this.
know what this client said to me? He said to me, can I still come to you and speak to you about it? He gave his heart to Jesus that
Come
day
on. I
after that
love
conversation.
it.
And so I had to renounce that. And like I said, there was a 9 month period of going for deliverance. Different things came up that I was still busy with. And I find it interesting how religion, looks at people, and it's immediately like piling stuff and piling guilt instead of celebrating what
Come
Jesus is doing.
on.
The thing is, in our ministry today, we deal with this a lot. So we have so many people, like I said, at the moment, contacting us, wanting to get out of the occult, wanting to get out of Satanism, and God is doing amazing work in the occult at the moment. Like I'm seeing people being set free, more people are coming forward, more people are starting to speak publicly. But we also have a lot of people that are too scared to actually just testify because of the judgment, because of religion. And I am so thankful to God that I went through that experience, that I went through that ridicule. The moment I got to know my identity in Christ, it no longer bothers me. So
So good.
let people say what they want.
I love this. I'm so glad you're talking about this because, especially with our online culture, your story obviously went viral in 2022. It's so mind-blowing to me, Rion, how God did so much in your life. And when I reacted to your story in 2022, I had so much backlash of people saying, he's still doing this, that. And I literally made a video. I said, guys, give him time. He literally just got saved. And it's crazy is the same people that are throwing stones and pointing their finger are the ones that took them years to get right. It took them years to get
Correct.
over,
Yep.
and yet they want
And
everybody to be perfect right away.
exactly. And I mean, I had such bad theology when I just came to Jesus. I mean, remember, I was involved in the occult and Satanism for 20 years. So you can imagine. And I mean, like I said, it's been the last 3 years of actually reading God's word under the guidance of the Holy Spirit that it has become alive for me, that I actually get it, that I actually. So I completely understand, why people do that and let them. But I ask people, how did your theology look when you just came to
Come on,
Jesus?
say it.
I
Bro, my
want to know.
theology was wild. I was like, the world's ending tomorrow. We're all going to hell. I mean, I could barely talk. I was so rocked by God and I had good intentions, but I just didn't know. I was so passionate. And I look back, brother, on that and I'm thinking, my theology was way off. I mean, way off to where it is now. But like you just said, you got to give people time. And I want to say to those in the chat, don't be so quick to judge people. Don't be so quick to throw stones, especially new believers. Like I think of the 1,000 amazing things God did in that early salvation for you. And I don't even think of the negative. I'm like, the Lord will work it out. And I trust the Holy Spirit when I see these Christians or celebrities getting saved. I trust the Holy Spirit is going to work it out. I trust the Holy
Because
Spirit is going to lead them.
that is the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit does. It's
Come
not even
on.
our jobs. I mean, so I don't convert people either. God does that. I speak
Yes.
about Jesus. I represent Jesus. We have to be ambassadors for the kingdom. God will actually do the work. The Holy
So
Spirit will
good.
convict people. And let me tell you something today. The more you get to know Jesus, the less you're gonna wanna sin.
Come on,
Trust
come on.
me. Trust me. And I've seen this as the truth for everybody, especially people who have encounters with Christ. Because my question to religious, legalists would always be, if you actually knew God, if you've actually met Christ, you would know this already. You
Come
wouldn't have
on.
the need to actually convict people and judge them and throw stones. Because
Yeah.
if you actually met Christ, you know how sanctification works. You know what God can do with people. We have
So
to
good.
uplift people in prayer. We have to, and this is the thing as well. If I see something in a brother or a sister that bothers me, I pray for them. I don't,
Yes.
you understand what I'm saying? I lift them up in prayer. Because we have to decide. It's time we decide, is God all powerful or is he not?
That's so good.
And the one who Christ sets free is free indeed. It doesn't say in scripture, the one who Christ sets free is going to be, eventually free and we have to do this. No,
Come
once
on.
Christ sets us free, we are free indeed. And then we can have a process of sanctification and things gonna pray for people. And
Yes.
if you doubt my salvation, I'm gonna doubt the spirit that lives in you. Because the word says that my spirit and your spirit will testify with God's spirit that we are children of God.
So good.
So if you are doubting people's salvation, whether it's mine or people who actually come out of the occult or celebrities who are actually getting saved. Because remember, God also says in his word, in the last days, I will pour out my
Yes,
spirit on
yes.
all flesh. And we are seeing that at the moment.
I love
Amen.
it.
Thank you, Jesus. Like things are happening. People have no idea. And we're going to see people being saved more this year, radical,
Come
well-known
on,
people.
come on.
And they are leading people to Jesus. And God is preparing an army.
Come
Listen to
on.
what I'm saying. And God is preparing an army of the most unlikely people that
Yes.
is not going to be scared to face the front lines. Hell will not prevail. So we have to, like I said, we have to make a decision. We have to make a choice. Is God all powerful or is he not?
So good. I want to recap something. For a lot of you in the chat right now, we're grateful you're here. I know a lot of you prayed for him. I know for the last couple of years you've been praying for him because I've done two or three reaction videos and you guys commented, "I am praying for this brother. He's on my prayer list." And to that, I want to say thank you for praying for him because we're seeing the answer to those prayers right now. I mean,
Amen.
I'm honestly amazed by the level of maturity, the anointing on your life. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that has prayed for him. It's such an answer to prayer. Continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for me. We need to keep growing. But I will say this, it's 3 in the morning for him. He's on the show. He had said earlier, for those of you that just jumped on, that he gets up, and spends 1 to 2 in the morning, early in the morning, spending with the Lord, asking the Lord questions, reading his Bible, drinking his coffee, all of that. And I'll say this, I can tell you've done that because you are talking like a man that has been with Jesus. And in Acts 4:13, this is one of my favorite verses. I'm sure you've heard this verse. It says that the
Yes.
disciples were unskilled, they were uneducated, yet the people marveled, the religious people marveled because they can tell that they had been with Jesus. And that to me is your story. And that's my story. That's what I want to be. I don't want to be, oh, that guy, he
Amen.
has more degrees than a thermometer. He has all these titles. He's an apostle, bishop, third degree. I don't want to be any of that. I just want to be a man where people say he's been in the presence of Jesus. He knows
Amen.
God. And I'm telling you,
Yes.
brother, right now, I've interviewed over 200 people. You have been with Jesus. I can tell by the way you're talking, you have been in the presence of God. Your face is just shining in the spirit with the radiance of God. And I'm not just saying that casually. I never say that, but I'm telling you, it's flowing off of you. It's overflow. The fact that you're on here at 3 in the morning just preaching like this, the Lord has been with you, and it's just such a great answer to prayer. And I know that you are one of those voices God has raised up in this hour for the remnant to lead all these different people out of the occult, all these different people out of New Age. You're a forerunner, man. God saved you, brought you out, and now I know you're seeing tons of people saved through this, but we're gonna see more celebrities. We're gonna see more
Yes.
famous, quote unquote, occult leaders, Satanists getting
Correct.
saved because God has given you that anointing to do this.
Amen.
You just be encouraged, man, because it's just amazing, bro. It's amazing what God is doing in your life.
Yes, amen. And we have to understand that God has his sons and daughters at the moment. God also has his future sons and
Come
daughters.
on, come on.
And Like I said, there's a reason why we are seeing these type of salvations, and those people will lead their followers
100%.
to God, and
100%.
that's how the kingdom works. And God is actually the most beautiful thing that God revealed to me quite recently is when we say we've given our hearts to God, our hearts doesn't belong to us anymore,
Come on.
and God will use your heart. Or his heart then, and through the Holy Spirit, work through your heart to pull other people into the kingdom.
So good.
But when your heart has judgment or hate, resentment, those type of things, we have to then go to God and ask, God, does my heart fully belong to you? Because
Wow.
those are the things that is preventing the Holy Spirit from working through your heart.
Good.
And that's why we have to have a renewal of mind, a renewal of our hearts constantly. And this is the thing that the enemy does not want us to know, is that we need to go to God every day as much as possible, even with the smallest things, the smallest thoughts, the smallest
Good.
issues, because God already knows it. But the enemy doesn't want us to actually have these open conversations and say, God, I had this thought. God, I'm struggling with this. God, I was jealous yesterday. I was angry. Bring it to God. Repent. Sort it out. Because then the enemy cannot use it. And we do not want the enemy to have a foothold. And Paul speaks of this very clearly. Paul also speaks of the fiery arrows that's been shot at us all the
Yeah.
time. Our minds is this battlefield where that's the first area of attack, where these intrusive thoughts come in. Even before it becomes sin, that's where
Yes.
it starts. And
Yes.
we are supposed to recognize that as this is not from God. I rebuke this thought in the name of Jesus. And we
So
go
good.
on. That's it. But now people sit with it and they harbor it and they don't take it to God. Tomorrow, 2 days later, temptation, people start sinning. And again, there is grace, absolutely, but we have to be God, we have to be vigilant, we have
Yep.
to guard our hearts, and we
Yeah.
have to align our thoughts and our heart to God's righteousness.
So good. Man, okay, we have to for sure at some point do another couple shows together about deliverance because
Amen.
there is so much I want to
Yes.
talk to you about. I love this flow that we got here. This is so fun. Let's go a little bit back into the occult. So you are doing readings, you're talking to these demonic spirits, you think that they're ancestor spirits, they're peoples, but they're not. You realize now that they're all demons. You're doing readings on people. Are you ever, and this is going to be kind of a wild question, are you ever doing readings on Christians? Is there any Christians that are showing up like a little bit of shame, but getting psychic readings from you? Because you're obviously doing
You
this,
have,
all these psychic readings, you're talking to
yes.
demons, not realizing at the time. I know you said you started out kind of in the light, not realizing they're demonic, and then you start learning later and you start, really learning, okay, I'm serving Satan. But were there any Christians that were coming for these readings? Because I've been trying to warn Christians and people say, well, Christians don't dabble in that. I'm like, yes, they do. Christians do dabble in the yoga and the new age and the occult. Talk a little bit
Yes.
about the readings and then whether you're dealing with Christians or not, and kind of let's go from the psychic readings to the next step in your journey.
Absolutely. So, two things I want to mention here. So many Christians came to me for, especially astrology charts, for readings, even for rituals, for spells.
Wow.
And you know what I remember about that is the moment they used to sit down in front of me, the first thing they'll ask me, is it wrong for me as a Christian to be here? So you're asking the
Wow.
psychic, right? You're asking the shaman if it's like, okay. But what I realized today is that was the Holy Spirit trying to tell them, you shouldn't be here, but now
Wow.
you want validation. And even pastors, even the wives of ministers came to me for these sessions. And the second thing I want to mention, so when Adele, my ministry partner, and myself, when we started teaming up about 2 years ago, I said to her, ignorantly at the time, I said to her, you know what? So many occultists and Satanists is going to come to us for deliverance. I'm so excited. Lo and
Wow.
behold, 80% of people coming to us for deliverance is Christian.
Say
That
it.
is
Say it for those in the back.
oppressed. That is oppressed by the demonic. So I've never seen a Christian being possessed but I've seen severe oppression and
Yes.
infestation with Christians who have opened those doors, who have gone for psychic readings because you know why? Because they don't want to wait on God. They don't want to wait for answers. We live in a society, in a world where everything is instant. So people going on social media, scrolling through TikTok, and every third scroll is a psychic giving a reading. You have to put your name there. People do that, and then they don't realize what open doors that is and how the demonic starts afflicting their lives and starts influencing their lives. And the interesting thing that I've seen about an experience with deliverance and assisting other people with that is that the moment you actually realize that I need help and you go and have that done, and I mean ultimately it's Jesus who does it. It's not us. I don't do deliverance. I partner with the Holy Spirit and Jesus does that. But he has given us the authority to cast demons out, but
Come
it
on.
doesn't mean it's us. So I always run from people who say that they do deliverance. But the beautiful thing that I've seen is that when somebody does come, both myself and that person pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us where that door was open.
That's
So
good.
we both see the same thing at the same time, that we know what that person needs to repent for. But more than, I want to say almost 100%, it is about Christians delving into things of the New Age, having loaded objects in their home, all sorts of things. So then at least they can repent and get deliverance from Jesus,
That's
but
good.
repentance has to be first. And we have to be able to hear God's voice as the children of God, as the followers of Christ, because the Holy Spirit will warn you when you are about to do something you shouldn't. But you see, people don't listen. They don't, because they want that answer. They want that quick solution. No. Get to know God, build a relationship with God. God will tell you everything that you want to know. Trust me. The
That's
more we
good.
spend time with God, and the Holy Spirit is the revealer of the deeper mysteries of God. So when we have these big questions that people go and they take plant medicine for, or they go to shamans, God already has those answers for you, but we need to have a relationship with him first.
That's so
And
good.
so many people seek healing, but they don't want to know the healer. So many people seek deliverance, but they don't want to get to
Preach,
the deliverer.
preach.
It's Jesus. It's all Jesus. Everything is Jesus. And the more we get to know who God is, we can experience the kingdom that is at hand.
Good.
Amen.
That's so good. So, man, so many good things and directions we can go. So, you're doing readings, you are inviting demons in. You just said it's an open door. People are going to these readings. You're talking to demons. You're telling them their future because the demons are telling you, and the demons know, like you said, they've been there, these familiar spirits. How do you go from that? Where's the next step? How do you go from that to getting involved in Satanism, Satanists? I think there's a lot of misconception. I did a video years ago about, all the Satanists say, we don't believe in the devil, which is a lie. They all say, we don't believe in Satan, actually, and yet they worship Baphomet and all that. Talk about that transition from, okay, I'm doing readings, I'm in the New Age, I'm a professional psychic, you're all doing all these things, crystal healings, all the stuff. And then where do you go to how now you're in Satanism, now you're a leader of the Satanic Church, a church that is exploding, thousands of members. Let's talk a little bit about that transition and then we'll go into your encounter here. And like I said, man, I have like so much places I want to go, so many directions. But let's go there for now, talking about going into the
Sure.
Satanism and all that.
Absolutely. So from there, I started delving deeper and deeper into the occult. So, in other words, witchcraft and
Okay.
rituals and doing spells for clients. And so it started with, as you said, with readings. And then I started offering people solutions to their problem. So people would come for a reading and then I say, well, you have this and that issue or this block, and I can sort this out for you with a ritual. And
Now, what would a
that be
spell or a ritual for those new people? There's a couple thousand people watching that they have no clue what that is. Just give us a common, hey, I need this relationship. I need money. And somebody comes to you,
Yes.
you do a reading, all that. You say, hey, look, I'm gonna have to do a spell or ritual. What would just a basic spell or ritual look like to someone that's coming to you asking for that.
Sure. So I'm obviously not going to explain to people how to do this. I'm
Yes,
not going to
that's
teach people
good.
to be better occultists. But so let's say there's a block. Let's say a woman came to me, and this happened so many times. A woman would come to me and say, there's this man, he's either married to somebody else or he's at work, and I want him to be interested in me. So then the first thing is that you will look if there's already a type of connection, if they're already having a sexual relationship, which is you see another open door, but you can then influence that person by doing certain things. So it very much works on representation. So in the physical world, there's certain things that is represented in the spirit world. So that means that you get certain items and ingredients, and most of it is muti, which is animal parts. Some on the black market is human parts as well. So you'll get those items, and then you combine it with herbs, and then there's a ritual that is like a recipe that how you put things together, and there's incantations, and then usually you give something to the client that they either need to have this person imbibed, or it's something that they burn in their house, or they place it under their bed. So there's various things depending on what they want the outcome to be. So that is really in a nutshell what that looks like. So I did
And
a lot of that.
the reason it works is now, are you invoking that certain type of demon, and that specific demonic spirit in the spiritual realm is messing with the person, destroying something? You're basically, is it kind of like you're opening a door in that person's life to let the devil wreak
Yes,
havoc?
but
Is it that
yes.
type of thing?
But okay, so I love this question because for a person, for this to work on someone, they already need an open door. Do you understand? So
Pay attention, chat. Yeah.
let's say a Christian that is covered, that has covering, and that's in righteous standing with God. Witchcraft cannot affect you.
Come
I
on.
mean, my ministry partner that I have today, Adele Frey. This was somebody that while I was involved in Satanism, I got 8,000 witches to curse her. And
Wow.
God turned it into this ministry.
Come on. Turned it into you getting saved. Come on. That's
Yeah, and I mean,
wild.
the reason that the can you imagine? So curses of 8,000 satanic witches did nothing to her. And at that time, we didn't understand it, from the viewpoint of the Satanic Church. But it is because she was in righteous standing with God. It was also the praise of the righteous, intercessors,
So your current ministry deliverance partner right now that you're partnering in ministry with, you tried cursing her with 8,000 witches, and look at God, and now you're saved, and now she's your ministry partner. Is that correct? Did I get that
Amen.
right? Come
Yeah.
on, man. You
So
cannot make this up.
the very last Halloween ritual that I went to in 2021 was when we did this. And the moment I actually had my encounter with Christ is she was one of the first people that I reached out to because she came from that background as well. But yeah, so she was involved in generational Satanism, which is something completely different, and has been saved for 27 years. So she was such a threat, and obviously still is, to Satanism, because of her testimony. But
Amazing.
coming back to we're definitely doing another episode, by the
Yeah,
way.
I'm like,
But
man, there's so many things I want to ask you. We won't have time for it, but we'll have to do another one.
Coming back to the like evolving into that. So like I said, went into very much witchcraft and occultism. And then in 2015, a client who actually came to me, he asked me one day, have you actually read the Satanic Bible? And I said, no, at that point I didn't. And here's the thing. If somebody w would have asked me in 2002, when I just left the church, would you read the Satanic Bible? I would have said, absolutely not, because that's
Wow.
dark and that's evil. But now, like 13 years later, I was under so much demonic doctrine and belief that there's no such thing as light and dark. It's all one thing. We are in charge of our, it's all just relevant. So whatever you see the world as, that's what the truth is. That's the point where you get after years and years. But so I read the Satanic Bible. He actually left it for me then at the shop. And here's the thing. We have to understand that the Satanic Bible is written in such a way that it will appeal to the person who feels like an outcast. It
Wow.
will appeal to the person who feel that they do not belong in the status quo, and it will tell you the reason why you don't belong is because you are a Satanist already, and you are supposed
Wow.
to, be a unique, powerful person that is your own God, that's in charge of whatever you want the world to be. So you can imagine at that time how that appealed to me. And so 3 months later, this client came back and he then asked me, "So what did you think?" And I said, "Well, I am definitely a Satanist." And he then asked me, "Would you like to meet other Satanists?" And
Wow.
I remember going to my first satanic social event, and I can tell you something today. I was shocked and surprised because up to that point, I thought Satanists are people who look a certain way and they
Yeah,
dress a
talk
certain
about that.
way.
Talk about that.
No, the moment I walked into that house, I met people that I saw as a child growing up, that people on television, people very well-known soap stars, very well-known sports celebrities, members of parliament, doctors, surgeons, people in the music industry, like very well-established people in the industry. And I thought, if these are going to be my new friends, I am in. This is it.
Wow.
So subsequently, it was almost 8 months after that where I was initiated into Satanism. Now, something I want to say here, no person, and this is the truth with me, it's the truth with thousands of Satanists that I've met. No person knows what they're getting involved in before they get initiated into Satanism. So
Wow.
you can read the Satanic Bible and its a philosophy, etc. It doesn't actually tell you what are you going to have to do once you become a Satanist. It doesn't tell you. And see, that's the deception of it. And that's a very big reason why we do what we do today. So the moment you get initiated into Satanism, the moment that ritual is done, whatever you thought the devil is or not, or whether you believed in him or not, the moment you get initiated, the devil and the demonic becomes very real.
Wow.
And it becomes a part of your life. It takes over all aspects of your life. You have death following you the whole time. You are in bondage more than ever. You also believe, and this is the thing that we see with a lot of people wanting to get out, you have this belief that you've sold your soul to the devil. And the truth is that you can't.
Come on.
Nobody can sell their soul because
That's
our
good.
souls belong to God. Hello. But
Good.
that deception. So when we work with people in the occult and Satanism, we have to explain to them why that is a lie. Number one. Number two is that we have to understand that many of those people don't know that Jesus is an option for them.
Wow, that's heavy.
So when I met Christ at that time, also remember, I was at a place in my life where I thought I was happy because materially and physically and earthly, I had everything. Just quickly, so after initiation, it was about 2 years, of attending rituals and meeting Satanists, where one day, seven of us were sitting in our office, and we thought, it's actually a good idea that there should be an organization in this country that represents Satanism. That, are you
Oh, you
still
fr
there?
yeah, you just froze on Zoom. Let's see if it'll reconnect here. Sh it should straighten itself out. Can you see yourself on your screen? It's froze. Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, I still hear you, but it just froze. It's good now. So you said there,
Okay.
you seven of you got together and said there should be an organization in, for those that don't know, in South Africa is where he lives. For is it this is called the Satanic Church, or what would be the official name of something like that?
So it was called the South African Satanic Church.
Okay.
And the two main reasons for that was firstly to connect Satanists around the country that they can actually meet Satanists in their area
Okay.
discreetly and practice rituals together. And the other thing was to whitewash Satanism, to actually do good PR for Satanism. So that was the two main objectives. So it was decided at that meeting that I would be an ideal spokesperson and face, although I wasn't the only, I was one of seven people, really.
Okay.
But and they decided I would be a good choice because of my background in theology, firstly, because of my background in the occult, because I was the person at the time that didn't really have much to lose, if this become public, where the other people, because of their involvement in corporations and in commerce, if it would ever come out that they were involved, it would be detrimental to them. So then a building was obtained. The organization was registered with the Department of Social Development. And then in February 2020, it went public and it went viral very fast. And you see, what I didn't realize at the time is thousands of Christians around the world started praying for me by my name.
Come on, I got chills, man. I've had chills for like 2 minutes straight. But so you are now leading, helping lead this organization, Satanic Church. You guys have a building now, so you're like an actual Satanic Church, and they're trying to make Satanism more palatable, more innocent looking, quote unquote, making it look, as you said, just better. And then you at the same time have all of these Christians start praying for you. Keep going, because I have chills, man. That's just wild. But you're an actual leader here in this church. And then, and what does that look like? Is there 100 members, 200 members? Is there people joining from all over? What is the membership like for a satanic church like that?
So before COVID happened, right, everything happened physically. So that was about, I would say, 500 to 800 people initially, right?
500 for the Satanic Church?
But
Oh my goodness.
when COVID hit, we took it online, and within 2 years we got 12,000 members, just
That
under
is
12,000.
insane.
Yeah.
Are you guys hearing this? 12,000, once online hit, the Satanic Church, 12,000 members you guys are running with the Satanic Church. And then you have people praying for you. Where do you go from there? I mean, this is just wild.
Yeah, so I did so many interviews and for the media and for television and for newspapers representing the Satanic Church. So something I want to mention that I feel is important here. So in May 2022, I remember this was early May 2022, I still did an interview on a radio station for the Satanic Church.
Okay.
And after the interview finished, there was a lady there who actually communicated with me on email. And I didn't realize this was her, but she walked into the studio after I said live on the radio that Jesus is like the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. That was my exact words. Because somebody phoned into the radio station, "Do you believe in Jesus Christ?" And I said, "No, absolutely not. It's a fairy tale." And this woman came into the studio and she put her arms around me, right? And I didn't really allow people close to me, so she kind of snuck in. So when I felt that hug and how warm that was and that embrace, afterwards it was still like, in my mind, this stranger. 2 days later, I had to find her WhatsApp number to send her pictures for PR that they wanted to do around the show. And then I saw the first time on her WhatsApp status, this woman is a Christian. And you see, that already struck something in me, because up to that point, all my experiences with Christians were extremely negative and judgment, and even
Wow.
Christians sending me death threats and wishing that God will kill me and send me to hell, things like that. I mean, now
Wow.
hundreds of messages like that. So here was someone that I now found out was a Christian that showed that to me. So that happened 12 days later. So now we're moving to the 24th of May, 2022. I was about to do a ritual that basically the whole satanic network around the world at the time had to appoint someone to do this specific ritual. So I booked out a space in the Satanic Church, in the building, to do this by myself. And I was preparing for this ritual. I wasn't actually doing it already. I was preparing for this ritual. And I got to about lighting a second candle in preparation, and this whole room, which was a dark room, there wasn't artificial light in there. We always had to take candles in or torches to light it up. But suddenly this whole room lit up as if there's lights being shined in, right?
Oh.
And I got up from the floor and I turned around, and this man was standing there. And my first thought was, this is a homeless man who came in from the streets. And I asked him, who are you and what are you doing here? You know, like, how dare you? And when he said to me, I'm Yeshua of Nazareth, I said to him, I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. You're going to have to prove it then. And the next minute, he flooded me with so much love, with, and you know what? You come up against everything that you've done your whole life in that moment, like all your sin. And still, there's that much love.
Wow.
And I realized in that moment that this is everything that I've been looking for all along. And I can tell you something, like, everything that I've seen in the occult and in Satanism and all the really like powerful behind mind things doesn't compare even closely to who
Come
Jesus
on.
is. And that power and authority, because he's not meek and mild, yet that love that's so strong. And like I said, I'm feeling that you, it's like a, it was like a mirror. And I mean, this wasn't even 2 minutes, this whole encounter, but it's like you see yourself and how, what wretched person you are and your sin, and yet there's that much love. So I obviously did it to the ritual. I left it, and I still thought at the time I'm going insane. So, but here's the thing, I recognized that love from the woman at the radio station because she had
Wow.
Jesus inside of her, you see. And I drove home after that, and the world was quiet. Like, it was like somebody switched off the sound of the world. And I thought I was going insane. So I got home, I went to bed. I stayed in bed for 4 days. I was exhausted. I had no energy. One morning, it was actually the 5th day after it, the 3 a.m. exactly, a voice woke me up and said, go to the beach. And I thought, well, I'm going insane already, so I can just take the scenic route and now listen to voices, you know.
Wow.
And I got to the beach and I started having conversations with God. For the first time in my life, direct conversations with God.
Wow.
And I had no idea at that time what that is going to look like. And thank God I didn't, because the first year was hectic. I had to resign from the Satanic Church. I had to obviously turn my back onto Satanism. I had to follow Jesus. I lost everything. I lost my homes.
Wow.
I lost my properties, I lost my cars, I lost all my money. And you know what? I don't regret it for a second. And I
Come
will choose that
on.
again. Because those things and all that drugs and access, and it fades. Everything fades. Jesus is solid. God is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. The foundation of this kingdom that I step onto is the most solid thing that I've ever experienced in my life. The joy and peace and happiness that I've had for the last 3 years, since, well, it's almost 4 years now, since following Christ, it has changed my life. It has given my life meaning. So yes.
Amazing. Man, I am blown away. I'm just like holding back tears this whole time. What a testimony of the grace of God. I want to ask you one last thing before we pray for the audience, before I get you off here. And once again, joining me at 3 o'clock in the morning, South Africa, I can't say how much I appreciate it enough. I cannot wait to have you back on because I'm enjoying talking with you. Yours. So, such a wise man, so much revelation. You speak with such authority and you're clear and you know how to communicate. It's just amazing. I'm in awe of what God is doing in your life. Real quick, last question I'm thinking about this whole journey we've been talking about, and we're going to do a part two at some point. What are your parents thinking? What is your mom thinking? Your dad thinking? They obviously know at some point you became this satanic church leader. Are they praying for you? I know they were kind of raised you in church. Are they praying for you? Are they just pleading with the
So,
Lord? Talk about that really quick.
yeah, so that's really beautiful. So my parents found out this is what I was doing through a newspaper. So
Wow.
yeah, we already had a very difficult relationship at that time, where you talk once a month maybe.
Yeah.
But so they found out in a newspaper, and my mother actually contacted me and said they want to make an appointment with me to come and speak to me, and me being so possessed at that time, I was like, sure, come to the Satanic Church office. Come, let's do this. And what I remember about that day was my mother actually asked me, she said to me that day, she just wants to ask me one question. Is this real, or is it some type of, a sensationalist, thing, like a joke? And
Whoa.
I asked her, what difference does it make? And she said to me, because she and my father wants to know how to pray for me. So I cut them off that day. So we didn't speak for almost 4 years. But you know what they did? My mother and father didn't go into fear, because they knew, as a baby, they dedicated me to the kingdom of God,
Oh,
and
chills.
that they're just gonna pray me back in.
Wow.
And when I started speaking with my parents again, my mother showed me in her Bible how many times she's written my name at verses that God gave her over that time. And that, yeah, she prayed me back into the kingdom, because, yeah, she said to the devil, sorry, you're not gonna have my child because he belongs to God.
Man, your story. Do you have a book for your testimony yet? I know eventually you will have one. Is there a book written already that
I
people can get?
do. I do, and I'm actually currently talking to a publisher in the States about it.
Okay. I was gonna say, if not, I have a publisher of Charisma you can use because they're amazing. But your
Well,
story,
it guess what? It is Charisma.
praise the Lord. I was gonna text them tonight and be like, hey, we gotta get this guy on. Yeah, praise the Lord. Man, your story is so amazing, man. It is powerful. It's redemption. It's the prodigal son. It's all of it wrapped together. I'm so grateful for you. I want to ask you one last question. This is just a personal question. Does your tattoo have any meaning when it comes to anything that you're involved in? I'm sure you get asked that a million times. I don't know the answer to it. I was just curious if you
Yeah,
don't mind me asking because you said you're
so
open.
many of my tattoos actually have a meaning, but this one doesn't. This was really just something I did on a whim. And if I can add this, because this is also a beautiful testimony. So after I got saved, after I met Jesus, I was on this mission to have my tattoos removed, right?
No, don't get him removed. That's your testimony.
Wait. So I was on this mission, and I went probably for three sessions at a person who I found out is taking my blood to the Satanic Church.
Oh my
So
goodness.
I was so angry. I was so sad. And I remember going to God and saying, God, I'm doing this for you. Why are you allowing this? The first thing God said to me, did I ask you to remove it?
Wow. That's
So I was
heavy.
like, okay. And then God said to me, Rian, if you allow me to use it for my kingdom, I will. And I remember I said, because I didn't know God very well then. We were talking, but this was early stages. And I said, God, I don't know how you're going to use it, but okay. 2 weeks later, I went to do a talk. So this was still early days. So I spoke at a youth camp and things like that. So I was on my way to talk at this youth camp, and I was late. I overslept that morning, and I realized on my way there I haven't actually had breakfast. So I saw this garage next to this road, and I'm like, I'm gonna buy some pies now. I'm gonna have pies for breakfast. And I remember I phoned the lady who was organizing the youth camp, and I said to her, look, I'm gonna be late. I'm so sorry. And she said, don't worry, we're swapping you out with another person that's already there, but would you mind giving me scriptures for the presentation? So I'm standing on my phone in front of this pie stand, and I'm giving this woman like four or five scriptures about identity and Christ, et cetera, et cetera. I love Romans 8 when it comes to identity, by the way. So we spoke about that. The next minute, I turn around and this massive, I mean massive dude, Hell's Angel biker, stands there. And I realized I just blocked his way to the pies speaking on the phone. And you know what happened? He said to me, you know what? You sound just like any other Christian, but you don't look like one. Would you help me?
Wow. Come on.
And we went out to the parking lot, and he gave his heart to Jesus that day. And that was the first salvation that I witnessed with my own eyes. And you know
Wow.
what I did? I got back in my car and I repented. And I said, God, I am so sorry that I didn't trust you.
That is heavy.
And God has used my tattoos so many times
That
to
is so
actually
heavy.
testify. When I'm in the shops, people would ask me, why do you have a 666 tattoo? Why? Then I say, because I was a Satanist and Jesus
Wow.
saved me. Can I tell you how? And I'm seeing salvations. I'm seeing testimonies every day. So, yeah, all God, it's
That's your
all Jesus.
testimony, man. I know the chat was asking. I was always curious, and the way the Lord's using that, I'm just like, don't remove your testimony. Let the Lord use it. And you're going to reach people that I'll never reach. You're going to reach people others would never reach, as you said with that guy, that they could relate to that are in the world. And the
Yeah.
Lord's going to use those as, I believe, trophies
Amen.
for hell lost. The
Amen.
devil lost this battle. And what an
It's
amazing
my war
story.
scars.
It's your war scars, man. It's your testimony. Before we get off, okay, here's what we're going to do. We will do a part two. He already agreed to it live on air. And we're going to do a part two about his deliverance. We're going to talk deliverance. We didn't have time to get into that. But would you, before I get you off, because I'm going to stay on for a minute and take a love offering for you, would you just say a
Thank
quick
you.
prayer for all those watching,
Yes.
for all those in the
Yes.
occult, just a prayer
Of
of
course.
breakthrough, if you're comfortable with that? I didn't ask you
Of
before, but
course,
that would be
of course.
awesome. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Father, we come to
Jesus.
you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm praying for each and every person watching this broadcast. Lord God, for those who are still in bondage, for those who are even dabbling and thinking about it, God, we speak to them right now and we
Yes.
speak to their hearts, Lord God. Jesus, penetrate their hearts. Let
Yes,
your Holy
Jesus.
Spirit surround them. Hug them, Jesus. Lord God, I'm also praying for each and every person watching, every family that is represented by people watching. Lord God, I pray the mighty blood of Jesus over them, over their families, over their homes, over their finances, over their relationships and their works. Lord God, let everything that is said here today be used to glorify your name. Lord God, I pray that the works of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ will manifest heavily and real in everybody's lives. Lord God, you say in your word that in the last days you will pour out your spirit onto all flesh. God, we're asking for face-to-face
Yes,
encounters. Lord God, we declare it
Dean.
in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, brother, for being on. You have such an awesome. I really feel like I met a brother today, a lifelong brother, and I just appreciate
Amen.
that, man. You are awesome. I would love at some point, if you're in the States or come out, have you at my church, man. They would love to hear your story. I already know there's a bunch of people from my church in the comments. Like, we need to get them to the church. Your story needs to be everywhere. I know it's been viral over and over. Let's keep making it go viral for the glory of God, not for your glory. I already can tell you don't want no glory. We don't want no glory to ourselves, but the Lord, the glory of God. Now, my moderators are posting, thank you, Tanya. They're posting your YouTube. They're posting your Deliverance Hub, which is deliveranceforme.org. Let us know where they can find you. You have a Deliverance Hub. You have training. I was looking at some of your training earlier on Facebook. Awesome. All the course modules. Let people know that want to follow deeper, want to connect with your deliverance stuff. I'm all for it, man. So anywhere that they could connect with that, just let them know.
Thank you so much. This was such a blessing and an honor.
Awesome. Yeah, where could they connect with your stuff? Just let them know. Website or the best.
Basis, the website. Everything is on the website and previous interviews, all our course material, links to our other social media. But it's best to go via the website. Our contact details is on there as well. So our website for our ministry is Deliverance For Me. The four is a number.
Okay.
Deliveranceforme.org. So thank you so much. And thank you for that shout out.
Yeah, and the moderators, guys, are putting it in the comments right now. So if you're on Facebook, you might not see this. Deliverance, number four. So don't type four, number four. Number four, me.org. That's going to have all of his links to his deliverance classes, his training modules. And it's great stuff, guys. I'm telling you, he's going deep into deliverance. And the next time I have you on, we're going to talk about your deliverance journey. You know, I love talking about deliverance and all that. So we'll have him on again, guys. Thank you so much, Rion, for being on. I'm going to stay on a little bit longer, but I'm going to send you an email right after this because I want to send you a love offering. And brother, thank you for being on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Blessings. Thank you so much. What an amazing show, guys. I want you to partner with his ministry by partnering here. I'm going to send him something. Okay, I got a lot I want to say, but I have to say this. We are on episode 214. Can anybody in the chat agree that that was one of the best podcasts we've ever done? And I'm going to be honest with you guys. We do these shows. We've done hundreds of episodes. It's kind of like, you know, what more testimonies can we get? Sometimes it gets like, you know, it could feel mundane. I'm just being honest. And that was absolutely incredible. That was so, so powerful to hear his story, to hear his testimony. Am I the only one that thought that was one of the best testimonies? And to hear the growth that he's come from, guys, seeing him in the beginning, reacting to his content, and then seeing how far he's grown. What an amazing story. I loved everything he talked about. I didn't disagree with anything he said. I mean, literally, guys, I'm amazed by how powerful that was. It was just incredible. So I want to sow a seed into him. The Lord is using him. The Lord is showing him things, convicting him. He said that he gets up, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning every day and sits with Jesus for a few hours. I could tell by the growth there. So please, please, please sow into this ministry. I'm going to be sending him something. Okay. You can go to isaiahsaldivar.com/partner. You can go Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, Cash App. Everybody do something. Let's get behind this stuff. Let's not just pray for people at a distance. Let's put our money where our mouth is. I'm going to send a significant seed out of my own finances. And I'm also going to be sending out of my ministry finances. Put our money where our mouth is because it's amazing. We need to get behind people that are doing this. It was just powerful testimony after testimony. And guys, we didn't even get to talk about his deliverance. He went through 9 months of deliverance and is now teaching deliverance. And his deliverance partner was a lady he put curses on with 8,000 witches. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is God. This is the Lord working. So we'll talk again next time about deliverance, his deliverance journey. I bear witness, ladies and gentlemen. I know people were in the comments before this saying, he stole those crystals, all that. We talked about that. No, he doesn't. He cleared it up. It's God's using him. That's the bottom line. The Lord's convicted him. I've been praying when I saw him in 2022. I was like, Lord, please bring him into deliverance. Put him around the right people. And the Lord did. We got to trust the Holy Spirit that he's going to disciple people. If you missed this show, I'm telling you right now, you need to go back and watch it. Started at 5 o'clock. This was one of, maybe you guys could tell me, 214 episodes, one of my favorite episodes we've ever done. Literally one of the top, I would say top five. And no, not trying to be rude to anybody else I've had on, but one of the top five we've ever had. Just an amazing, amazing show. The links to give are there. Partner with us monthly. Okay, let me also break this down. Our partner call was supposed to start today. Let me just go through this really quick. It was supposed to start today at 1 o'clock. We had to move it till starting next week. So starting next Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, if you're a YouTube member or a monthly partner, you have the code, go to the YouTube Perks tab. It's the same meeting ideas before. We will have our prayer. I apologize. I'm not going to go long on this, but just please, please, please be praying for my family. We got hit extremely hard with the flu. It's been probably some of the hardest 2 weeks of our lives. My kids were sick. My wife, I got it for a couple days. It's been absolute nightmare, to say the least. My wife specifically has been extremely sick for almost 2 weeks. She's 7 months pregnant. She was in the ER on, I think, Monday or Sunday. It's hard because of the nights I haven't been sleeping. And then last night, she was in the ER all night long. Nobody has slept. She has not slept in days. She's had a terrible cough, and they finally realized today it's pneumonia. So they have her on medication. We're praying, obviously. We're pleading the blood, obviously. But I have to say all that to say, please pray for my wife. All the kids are now okay. They've all overcome the flu. Apparently, it's the worst flu in 30 years. It's a super flu, they're calling it. I overcame it in a couple days. My kids have all, after a few weeks of fever, are good. But my wife needs your prayers still. So please pray for Alyssa. That's my wife's name. Pray that her coughing would stop, that her lungs would clear up. It's terrible, guys. I don't want to go deep into it, but it has been an absolute nightmare for my wife. And as of today, she's on some of these antibiotics now. She's just barely, after almost 2 weeks of coughing nonstop, not sleeping. She hasn't slept in like 2 or 3 days. She's finally not coughing 24/7. So just keep praying for her lungs. Pray that her lungs would clear up and that the pneumonia would go away. They officially said she has pneumonia, and we're just praying it would go away quick. It's a lot of people, guys. The hospitals are full. I've been to the ER multiple times in the last couple weeks. I had my daughter, took my daughter Nova to the ER. She had eyes infected, flu. Just the whole thing you guys are dealing with, we're dealing with. So please, please, please stay safe. Avoid these huge family gatherings. It is what it is. Now I think everyone's already gotten it spread, but that's that. Be praying for my wife. Really appreciate your guys' prayers. It means a lot. Okay, let's sew into this. We're going to be going to Jared and Candace's stream in just 2 or 3 minutes here. But sew into this broadcast. I want to give him a love offering. I want to sew into him. Help me if you are blessed. $5, $10, $1. If you can't afford it, don't apologize. Don't feel terrible. You know, God's going to work it out no matter what. I'm going to step up regardless and give to this. But if you can't afford to give, that would help us out tremendously. We will be live again Monday. We'll be live again next Thursday. What a great year. What a great show to start the year. And I almost had to cancel this podcast because didn't sleep last night, up all night long, and my wife hasn't slept in days. It's just been that thing, that type of thing in our family. And I just felt like the Lord, it was just what it was basically telling me no. And so I typed up an email to Rion to say, hey, we're gonna have to cancel today. That was this morning, hadn't slept. And then I was like, deleted the email, typed it up again, thought about it. I was like, we gotta go forward with this. So I'm glad that we did. I'm glad that we're here. Jared and Candace will be going live in just a minute. I usually will stay and hang out for a while, but once again, I took about 2 hour nap today. That's all that I've slept. So if you guys are wondering, like, your eyes are dark. I had to turn my lights up even brighter because my eyes are so dark from not sleeping. I was just, right when we were live, I got all fired up. The Holy Spirit, I felt fine. So I'm not trying to get any sympathy or nothing like that. Just be praying for us is all I'm saying. Be praying for us, okay? The Zoom call will be on Zoom. It won't be on YouTube. It's on Zoom if you're a YouTube member or a monthly partner. Now, if you are a monthly partner on our website, is zsaddleback.com/partner or the QR code. If you partner with us tonight or anytime, you'll get a link to that weekly prayer call. But that weekly prayer call, I had to cancel today. I was dead asleep because I was like, I need at least 2 hours of sleep before the tonight. My wife didn't get back from the ER until this morning, I think around 10 o'clock. I had to cancel, but it will be next week, 1 o'clock, and it'll be every single week from then on. So next Thursday, 1 o'clock, we start. We'll be live this Monday. I don't know if we'll have videos. I was trying to do a video every day in January, and then this happened. So I don't know if we're going to have videos for the next couple days. It's just, I'm playing it by ear. I'm holding down the fort. We're keeping our head above the water for the last 2 weeks. It's been daddy daycare over here, but we're praying we turn a corner and the storm will not last. I don't want to say it won't end forever. It won't last forever. It'll end soon. It's ending in Jesus' name. I appreciate you guys very much. We're going to be going over to Jared and Candace's stream at any minute now, and I'll post that link when they go live, and then this will take you there. So we're going to have some worship, some prayer. Man, I just got to say, I had such a great time tonight. I really did. It's at the same time, yes, every Thursday at 1 o'clock Pacific time. That's California. Oh, very important announcement as well. This Sunday, Martin Sedger will be at my church. This Sunday, Lifesong Stockton. I'm just going to be straight with you guys. It's going to be packed. We have 4 services: 8:15, 10 a.m., 11:45, and 1:30, and they will all be full. I can guarantee you that. So 4 services, Martin and Millicent will be with us. You don't want to miss that this Sunday, Lifesong, Stockton, California. If you want all the info, isaiahsaldivar.com/schedule. You can find that info. I'll be hosting Martin this Sunday. So You want to make sure that you're there this week, this weekend. He's from Australia, so he's not here very often. This is one of those things that you want to be a part of, okay? You can join the prayer call that's for members or monthly partners on our website. As I said before, you can go on my website and you can partner $1 a month if you want, and you can get into those prayer calls. Now, I want to open the prayer call to everybody on YouTube. I do, and I've done that before one time, and it crashed Zoom. I bought the most expensive Zoom plan. It holds 1,000 people, and it crashed, and it won't instantly. It fills up. So we cannot host these Zoom prayer calls on YouTube because they will fill up with 1,000 people and crash over and over. I talked to Zoom. I tried doing all the stuff. There was just no way that they said we could host that many people on a prayer call, more than 1,000, which is a good problem. Like, we have more than 1,000 people on our prayer call. So this is for those that partner monthly on YouTube or on our website. You'll get a link to that. And if you do on the website, you get a free copy of my book as well. I don't know the hotels. It's in Stockton, California. There is some hotels, so you're just going to have to check. But I don't know them off. I don't know them at the top of my head because I don't live in Stockton. I live about an hour away from my church. So I don't know exactly the hotels. You're just going to have to do a little search there for Stockton, California. Lodi is a good place to stay. It's about 15, 20 minutes. I would probably stay in Lodi, California. I wouldn't probably recommend staying at a hotel in Stockton, but I would recommend Lodi, Elk Grove, Galt, Manteca, any of those surrounding cities to get a hotel. Yeah, so this Sunday, Martin will be there. I'll be at all 4 services, God willing. But yeah, this Sunday. Okay, looks like Jared and Candace are about to go live. Let me just text Jared. Go live anytime, brother. I just sent him a text. Thank you guys for the prayers. Okay, the service this Sunday will be live streamed on Lifesong Stockton as the YouTube channel. And most likely, don't hold me to it because I got to get some logistics down. Most likely, I will be live streaming it on my page as well. So most likely, Sunday morning will be live streamed on my YouTube channel. I'm going to talk to the media team. We should be able to see it. Andrew Brunette, I do see your comment, brother. Yes, God bless you, brother. Going here now. There we go. I will have Rion back on. Loved the guy. Felt, you know, some of you have guests on sometimes, and it's a little bit hard, but it was so easy. We flowed together. I just bear witness with his spirit, and he's just a great guy. I'll tell you this. I've reacted to a few of his videos. I've followed him for years. God has brought him such a long way. If you see him in the beginning till now, the Lord has grown him. And I'm telling you that. You guys trust my voice. You guys trust me, or you wouldn't be on this podcast. I can vouch that the Lord has really grown him and done some amazing, amazing works in his life. And I love it. I love it. I want to sow into his ministry. I can't wait to do it. I'm excited to do it. So thank you guys for sowing. Whatever you get will go there. Did you miss it? Yes, we are ending right now. But rewatch it. GMZ, Sandrita, rewatch it. It's one of those shows that you don't want to miss. I think it's one of the best podcasts we've ever had. All right. So I will be preaching again in Lifesong soon. Like I said, we're just trying to keep our head above water. We started the year with 2+ weeks. Well, now going on 3 weeks of terrible flu, the worst sickness our family has ever had. And my wife is still extremely sick. So be praying for her. Pray for my wife, Alyssa. I appreciate that. I can't say it enough how much we appreciate your prayers. Thank you, Leah, for partnering on the website. You'll get an email from me tonight. You never received an email. Okay, Leah, you should have my email. You should go to your spam box, Leah Goodell, and check it there. If you don't, you should have gotten an email with my personal email when you signed up. If mine blocked, because I send a personal email to everybody, but I will search your name. In fact, let me just look up your name right now, Leah, to see if I have anything from you, because I want to make sure that you get this email. Yes, okay, I see your email right here. I'm going to send you an email right now. Okay, the subject line is, it's Isaiah, I see your email. I'm gonna send you this again, because sometimes it does get blocked. And Leah, I want you to check your spam box, okay? I'm sending you the link, the book, everything, 70 sermons, it's all coming right now. Okay, I just sent it, Leah. So Leah Goodell, check your spam. I just sent the email. And if you're signing up tonight, I see Eric Evans just signed up. Anybody signing up tonight, you will get an email from me right after this. Okay, so. There you go, Leah. I pray you get that. If you didn't get that, I'll figure out another way to get it to you. But you should get the email. I sent it from my personal email right now. Check your spam. It should be there, okay? All right, Jared and Candace Live, they're just doing a sound check. They're going to be live in just a minute. His in Glory, thank you for that. Appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for loving Jesus. Your testimony has helped a great patient. Thank you, His in Glory. I just read that. Okay, what a show tonight, guys. I'm rocked. I'm tired, but I'm rocked. Okay, I'm going to bed early tonight. I will probably go to bed Soon. I'm going to bed soon. It's 6:30. Your boy's going to bed at the same time as your grandparents tonight, okay? Aaliyah, if you could email me back just to confirm you got that, that'd be awesome. Thank you, Andrew Brunette, for praying for my wife. I appreciate that, brother. Miranda, you didn't get it either. Yeah, email, guys, is so unpredictable. Let me look up your name, Miranda. I found your email as well, Miranda, right here. Let me email you. I'm gonna subject line, it's Isaiah, okay? And I just sent you an email, Miranda. So I hope you got that. Check your spam. Email is one of those things. It's old technology. It's another way I can get a hold of you guys. I'm not gonna ask for your phone number for every person. Just got the email. Okay, Leah, praise the Lord. So you got the email. Monday, whoever hasn't gotten the email in your partner, I will search your email personally. Because every sign up I get, I personally email them. But Miranda, Sammy, I just emailed you. I just emailed you, okay? Again, check your spam, check your, what is it, junk mail? Because a lot of times, most people tell me, oh, it went to my junk mail. So I just emailed you. But how it works is when somebody signs up on the website, I get a personal email. And then I go through those emails and send a personal email from my, not a, you know, like mass email list, which you do get put on a mass email list, but I send a personal email, so hopefully it doesn't get blocked, to every single person that partners. I see their name, I go and email them back and send it so that you guys have my personal email if you need anything. And then you also get a link with how to cancel it, how to change it, a payer portal, so you can cancel at any time and all that. You'll get a link with that as well. That's just straight up when you sign up. So I do my best to get to people, to talk with people on the email, and to, if somebody needs to cancel and they can't figure it out, I do my best to do that. Thank you for the gifted membership. DJ just gifted a membership to Andrew Montgomery. Thank you so much. I see another partnership, multiple partnership signups right now. So I will be emailing those the moment I get off here. I'm praying that everybody got those email. I'm praying that everybody got those emails, okay? Thank you for the gifted membership, DJ. Thank you, Tanya. I got your thing you got us, Tanya, from Costco. Thank you for that and the love and prayers. We appreciate it. Obviously, you know, family's number one. If there's stuff going on with my family, I got to cancel stuff. It is what it is. But I'm grateful that today I didn't get canceled because I just knew the Holy Spirit's like, you got to do this. And I'm glad I did. Thank you, DJ. Appreciate you, brother. You guys are awesome. I love you all so much. I can do this all day. I appreciate you guys. And you guys are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where can we come hear you in person? His and Glory. Go to my website, isaiahsaldivar.com/schedule. I'll be in Arizona this month and Washington. So go to my website. The schedule is there, Arizona and Washington this month at the end of the month. So if you're in Arizona, come hear me in Mesa. If you're in Washington, I'll be speaking in Pasco. Okay? All right. They're not live yet. They'll be going live soon. Going here now. And I'm just going to have that link ready. Pray that on Sunday my Muslim husband attends Life Science Touch. Yes, that would be amazing. Yeah. This is going to be a great time for him, Miss Thayer. This is going to be a great time for him. This Sunday, I told Martin, hey, brother, I don't want to tell you what to preach, but can you share your story, talk about Islam? So I think he's going to be talking about that. I asked him to, and I think he's going to. And by the way, Diane Stevens, Emily Maxwell, Tanya, Cindy Ann Hobbs, all of my mods, you guys are incredible. I thank you. You guys are amazing. Okay, here's where we're going. They're live. I got to get off here, guys. I got to go take care of the kids and get some sleep tonight. So I love you guys so much. I appreciate you guys. And I'll see you guys Monday night. Go to Jared and Candace's now. The link's there. Great show. Love you guys. See you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Revival Lifestyle Podcast. If you like what you heard, go to www.isaiahsaldivar.com for more content. And please follow me on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram @IsaiahSaldivar. See you next week.